Do you guys have a good weekend? Did you have a nice long holiday weekend? You guys, did you get your 4th of July on? You know, it's funny, last night, me and Captain were walking, taking the dogs out at like, 2 in the morning. And we were commenting on the fact that it's got to suck for anybody that had a 9-to-5 job, because you had to get up this morning after having yesterday off, drinking maybe, smoking weed, partying it up like a rock star. You got to get up, because most people, if you had yesterday off, didn't get a recovery day. So it's not like last year when the 4th of July was on a Sunday. So you have the 4th of July Sunday, and then you have Monday off to observe it. Or 4th of July was on a Saturday, and then you have Sunday to observe or recover, I should say. Or year before with 4th of July on a Friday, and then you have Saturday and then Sunday. So had to suck. Because when we were walking the dogs on our roof, our sky deck, there were people still partying it up. They were still partying it up. And I said, man, it's got to be brutal. Got to get up at 9 o'clock. Even if you didn't have to get up at 9 o'clock, if you had to be at work at noon, maybe you're you report at whatever business you're going to at noon. So either way, this is brutal. It's brutal. Brutal. A story came out in I don't know if it was CNN or Reuters. I'm not sure who put it out, but I wanted to talk about it with you, because it kind of goes along with the story we put up. When did we put it up? Monday or yesterday, I think, about the tuberculosis, the Syrian refugees bringing in tuberculosis. And part of that story was the Zika virus. Am I saying that correctly? I say Zika. Catherine says I say it wrong. Whatever that virus is that you get from the mosquito and it shrinks those babies' heads. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. Those little kids and their heads are like all deformed, and they're bad, 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 bad news for them poor kids. But in that story, we talked about disgusting, filthy, vile Brazil. And the fact that you have the Olympics that are going on in Brazil, okay? You got the Olympics going on in Brazil, and you got a lot of people pulling out of the Olympics because they don't want to be in that cesspool, that vile cesspool. Well, now, not only do you got to worry about the Zika virus, but there is a super bacteria. Yeah. Yeah. A super, like Superman. Okay. Supergirl. Super bacteria. And it's entered the city through the waterways. Because like we talked about last week, they just fill their water with feces and urine in the bay, in their waterways, their little rivers and their bays and whatever else they got out there. feces, urine, and now medical waste. Yes, medical waste. So I don't know, pus? Well, I mean, whatever. Whatever comes from a hospital besides feces and urine. So this is all being dumped in the water, and now they've detected a drug-resistant bacteria. Yeah, yeah. So now, not only do you got to worry about a Zika virus, but you got to worry about a drug-resistant bacteria known as Super. Sounds like a real fun place to go, huh? Sounds like a real fun place to go for the 2016 Olympic Games. Yep. Yep. The Zika virus and Super bacteria. Matter of fact, one of the athletes that have been training, and this is amazing. It's amazing. Okay? I mean, seriously, this is like beyond amazing. They said when the water hits their face, okay, when they're training and the water splashes on their face, quote, kid you not, quote, it feels like there's some alien enemy entering my face. End of quote. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Kidding me. Remember the Olympics in Russia? And the big thing was wild stray dogs running around the streets? Remember that? Remember that? Wouldn't you rather have some stray dogs? Some hotel rooms that aren't done? Or a Zika virus? And super bacteria? And the water, when it touches you, feels like an alien is trying to enter your body. That's insane. That's insane. They said they keep their nose and lips closed. End of quote. How do you keep your nose closed? Unless you get those nose plugs. You know those things that pinches your nose so you don't... I mean, it is amazing. And this sailor, this Olympic sailor, this Kroger, his name is Hiko Kroger, said he's pretty sure that the super bacteria caused a severe skin infection in one of his teammates during a recent training mission. A severe skin infection. I mean, Jesus. God. I'm getting nauseous talking about this. I am. They're talking about feces, hospital waste, and body parts. I kid you not. Body parts. Body parts washed up on the shore. Body parts. Just, it really is insane. I mean, Brazil can barely feed their people. Like, they can barely feed their people. I mean, they live in squalor in Rio. And yet, they're hosting the Olympics. I mean, it's just insane. Insane. So now you got a super bacteria. It said 7 years ago. I mean, this is, it's just insane. 7 years ago, 11% of the city's sewage was treated, and now it's 51%. So half is not, I mean, listen, we're not talking about 50 years. It was only 7 years ago when none of their sewage was treated. Imagine the disease and the super, just the invincible bacteria that was being created back then. And still, 51, they're proud of that. Well, hey, 51%. 50. So, bro, still half of your sewage is not treated. Oh, man. So, have fun, Olympic athletes. Have fun. August 5th, the Olympics. My birthday. Okay? My birthday. The Olympics start. So, you got a Zika, and now you got super bacteria. So, have a good time. Thought I'd share that with you. Kind of goes with the story from the other day. Super bacteria. Ay, ay, ay.